Now it's time for some of the letters to the evening news. There is always a variety of topics on the letter page. We feature just four this week. First, Lynn Hubbard of Downham Market might strike a chord with a fair number of people when she points out that not everyone has a mobile phone or is up with modern technology. I have just read an article purporting to be from Sajid Javid in which he wants to implement a system where first contact to the NHS should be via the NHS app rather than one's GP. Marvellous if you happen to have a phone that includes apps, and what if, like me, you do not? Indeed, my little mobile phone is solely for use in emergencies, and I'm sure I'm not the only person in this position in the country. I assume from this news that it is simply to make life even more difficult for older people who haven't got and probably can't afford the latest gadgets, but are those who might be in most need of NHS services, thus ensuring we delay until it is too late to call for help. It can be hard enough now to get contact with a GP without making it even more impossible. So, Mr. Javid, I think you need to think again before making this change a priority.
Glynlinda Fretnam comments on the ups and downs of football managers when he says, following on from Everton's defeat against Norwich in January, their manager, Rafael Benitez, was immediately shown the door. Quickly followed, a few days later, by Claudio Ranieri after Watford were also beaten by Norwich. Then, last week, Sean Dyche, who had been at Burnley for 10 years, had his contract terminated, yes, you've guessed it, on the back of a Norwich defeat. Norwich may well be leaving the Premier League, but they are certainly intent on taking plenty of managers with them.
Dogs off the lead is the problem identified by Peter of Norwich. He writes, dog owners complaining about broken glass, snake bites and dog-on-dog attacks could all be solved by having dogs on short leads at all times in public places. Countryside and coastal walks are often spoiled by masses of untrained owners of uncontrolled dogs. Signs about fines for not clearing up after your dog are mute if there is nobody to enforce it. Obviously, all owners will protest they do. The councils can't afford to employ dog wardens, so why doesn't the government reintroduce annual dog licences per dog to swell government or council coffers and to curb the boom in dog ownership?
Finally, Sheila Ricks of Gressenhall takes issue with a quip by comedian Lee Mack. Has TV got it in for Norfolk? I was quite upset to hear Lee Mack's comment on his new quiz show, The 1% Club, recently. Quite a few of the contestants got their answers wrong, to which he responded, "Do you come from Norfolk?" "I am born and bred in Norfolk, and I'm very proud of it. I was told off at school for talking quite broad, which I still do. Remember, quite a lot of famous people came from Norfolk and still do." And now, back to the news.